other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to play a clip from a Dr. Lynn Horowitz film that he's put out for free on Google Video. We have it linked in a story Paul Watson wrote today, titled, Wright Says U.S. Government Capable of Creating AIDS Virus. Well, they got the document where they created not just that one, but a bunch of other autoimmune viruses. We're going to play some of this film that really breaks it down, where the inventor of the, quote, polio vaccine admits that they made the vaccine not just out of monkeys from Africa, but from bioweapons lab. It's all been tested on, of course, by design. It's all very funny, of course, too. He laughs about it. So we'll play that and a lot more. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Who's up next here? I had my call list. Ben in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I really want to commend you for all the big celebrities and all these top, highbrow, high-cotton people you're bringing on the air, man. Those are really good shows. I really like that. I wanted to maybe, have you ever thought about getting, I know I've asked you this when you were on KLBJ, have you ever thought about getting Immortal Technique on or any, rap hip-hop artists? Talk a lot about what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I've had Paris on.
Paris was awesome. I love that interview, man. I've never even actually heard any of his stuff aside from the program here.
Well, at the start of the new 9/11 film I'm making, which is really a sleeper, folks. I can't believe how people are sitting. This is the best film ever made. Wait till you see it. I haven't really hyped it. I should be hyping it. It's amazing. This new film that I'm making, it starts with Paris out there with us, some things he had to say on the, Immortal Technique.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'll try and shoot you some other artists. I'm sure you've heard a lot of them. Another question, you got any plans on going on the KLBJ show in the morning?
I mean, if they invite me, that's fine. I mean, I'm going to be on, BBC, I appreciate your call. I'm going to be on BBC 5 tonight. For 30 minutes debating some pea brain from BBC, and then I'm going to be for 3 hours in the Raleigh James show. So, I mean, I'm working all the time here, not just what you hear on air. Let's go ahead and talk to Rusty in Arkansas. You're on the air.
Yeah, will that BBC piece be on Prison Planet? And
I don't know. I don't have the staff to tell them to tune in and grab it. But, in fact, I was told I was set up yesterday, and I need to confirm that.
Okay, that'd be really great to listen to, Alex. I just wanted to ask you, I know it is related, but do you think the actual food problems we're having with the prices going up, are they directly related to us, the people, accepting the NAU? And also, I haven't heard anything about the bases that were or are being built over in Iraq lately on your show. I hadn't really heard anything about it since Terror Storm, and I was wondering if you had any new news on that.
Say that again?
The permanent bases that were being built in Iraq.
Yeah, they built 15 permanent ones, three giant embassies. That embassy holds 4,000 people. Their own official Pentagon documents say that they do not plan to leave for the next century, and they're going to attack Iran and Syria. Whenever they do that, we're not sure. And so that's the basic operation there.
Okay, I was just wondering because I haven't heard any news on it since around Terror Storm was released. Also, have you talked to anybody else that has basically been saying that about Bush starting another war to stay in office besides Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura?
Well, it's certainly a danger because they see all the tools of control and the mechanisms for martial law being put in. Everybody's talking about it. I mean, it's public. I don't want to say Willie Nelson isn't sophisticated. I don't want to say Jesse Ventura isn't sophisticated. They just haven't fathomed the corruption to the level we as listeners, you know, regular listeners have, though Willie says he listens all the time. It's bigger than just Bush. I think they know that. It's institutional. So it may not be Bush that does it. It could be Hillary, Barack Obama, McCain. Doesn't matter. They're all from the same cloth. I appreciate your call, sir. We're going to come back, take a few more calls. Then I'm going to play some of this Lynn Horowitz film. And then we got G. Everett Griffin in studio. This is the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Horowitz has got like a 2-hour, 20-minute film out. Oh, I watched it months ago. What's the name of it, John? In Lies We Trust. That's right. I'm going to play like 15 minutes of it. Then Gilbert Griffin's coming in the studio. Got a bunch of other news we'll be covering. But and there's this huge news from We Are Change going up on InfoWars. Gary Hart, Newt Gingrich. What's the other one? Ted Turner admitting he wants a one-child policy in the U.S., then being screamed at and told that we're not his slave. Just wonderful stuff that's going up. You can't beat it. It's so wonderful. And it's going to happen more and more with these criminals. Let's go ahead and yes, he gave $1 billion for eugenics in Africa. So sick. And see, the mainstream media is in on it. He gave money to help them. We are helping them. Let's go ahead and talk to Rodney in Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, man, it sure is great to hear from you, dude. Just wanted to let you know that you got a whole group of guys down here, families, everything, pray for you on a daily basis, man, to make sure that you can continue to do what you're doing. You know, we truly think that you are just a lone voice in the wilderness crying out, man, and we appreciate
everything.
Well,
I love you guys, too. I couldn't do it without all of you.
Well, one of the main things I just called in real quick, I just think it's one of the things that I think most people, your listeners, need to concentrate on is, like you say, don't drink the tap water, drink distilled water, get off the coffee, go to green tea, work out, get yourself in shape, lift weights, run, train in some type of serious, not McDojo, these Taekwondo places that open up on every corner to babysit your kids, a real Chinese martial art, or especially Kali, the Filipino martial arts, where you learn. These guys are always, you know, you see in these riots and everything, they're always, the police always use no sticks against innocent civilians. If you learn how to use that stick yourself, believe me, you can defend yourself against stuff like that. You know, don't eat crap. Try to eat good. Don't listen to what these studies are saying. Take the supplement.
Yeah, realize that the media and the government is our enemy, and it's a false paradigm. Realize we're literally like in a matrix. But it's a mental matrix where everybody's just playing along. No, we're under attack.
But if you get up off that couch and do something, get physically active, get yourself in shape, you can break out of that matrix. You will think clear. You'll have a purpose. And, I mean, to me, that's just like, what's the old saying? Well, he, you know, that lives best wins. Well, that's true. If we can live good, we can live healthy, we can beat these guys, man. There's no, you know, buy supplements, buy everything, stock up on stuff so that you don't need to go out and stand in these bread lines and these food lines and go to us. Have this stuff so you can be at home with your family and fight in the New World Order.
Exactly.
Another quick thing is, I don't know if anybody has seen or not, but there is a material out called Thor Shield. I hope you can understand that with my old southern accent, that defeats the tasers. It's material that defeats tasers called Thor Shield. Look it up on the Internet.
Yeah, that's a clothing.
Right now,
sure.
Though.
Thank
yep.
you. Great call. Call me back again. I got to move fast because I want to take some more calls and go to this video. But earlier, somebody walked in during the break and was talking to me, so I didn't really focus on what the last caller, Rusty in Arkansas, said. And Rusty was saying, do you think this is real about the food and gas? Or one of the callers was. The point is, yes, it's three different things mainly. It's that Big Agra has bought up most of the, or large areas of the growing belts and has been cutting back on what they produce. They've shut down most of the family farms. They're shutting down the rest, or trying to. Also, the dollar's been massively devalued. Okay. And at the same time, the U.S. government is shipping a lot of our food out as emergency aid. So the dollar's down, so it's cheaper to buy food from us now. Because it, you know, it's like we're pesos or something. Foreign countries can buy it cheap, A. B, subset of that same point, our government's taking hundreds of millions of dollars of our food every month and giving it as aid. And the dollar's been devalued on top of it. And then there's another point. There's another reason, because I've been studying this for a while. I was just thinking of it, and there's so many thoughts. What's frustrating about this show, and then I forget. Oh, what's the other big key? Other big key. It's one of the most important to all of this happening. But the United Nations said, I can't remember, it'll pop my head in a minute. The United Nations said in the 1997 UN Food Summit in Beijing, they would, quote, use food as a weapon. It's in State Department Memorandum 200. It's official IMF and World Bank documents that came out in 2002. I mean, those are the sources, just some of them. There's thousands of others. There's the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 49. But I was just giving you some of the newer ones that have leaked out. The IMF admits those are real, by the way. They're very upset about them coming out. We know who leaked them. Was he on the show this week? I wonder. Or was it last week? Stiglitz. But... You know, some of these guys still have morals. I mean, Stiglitz were, you know, economist, Nobel Prize winner, but he did go public and say, I'm not going to be part of this. He believes in globalism, but not the tyrannical type. Well, the point is anything that's big and centralized is going to be tyrannical. The food crisis is real. I forgot climate. There's also been a lot of weird climatological things that have happened, that have reduced food production as well. So climate plays into that. Okay, there we go. Let's talk to Jack. Jack, where are you calling me from?
Hello there. Is this Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just making a joke. I was Officer Jack Boot.
Oh, okay.
From your show, I don't know when that was. I just saw it on YouTube and had a laugh.
It was about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, so I'm doing my best, man. I'm going out there and I'm making everybody tune into your stuff, watch your movies, and, you know, I got my mom now watching it, and she can barely stand it. You know, she just retired, and she's just like, you got to take this call. She feels that she's too old for it, but she, you know, she's starting to get disgusted. I got, like, Netflix, got your movies coming in so I can show them to her. And I wanted to say I donated some money to those guys. But I went to the meetup group thing, and I wasn't able to find the PayPal donation. So if anybody wants to donate to them, I was able to get to the wearechange.org. You can
okay.
go from there. My one question is, since we're doing, I'm doing all I can, and I mean, I even talk to people I haven't talked to in ages, and I just mentioned Ron Paul and say, oh, I've been working hard and trying to get this guy because the Federal Reserve and everything, and they actually say, who is Ron Paul? And I mean, I can't believe
well,
it.
Well, I mean,
you know, and,
one-fifth of Americans can't find the U.S. on a map. 80-plus percent don't know who the vice president is. So the elite would say they don't count. All that counts is people that are involved, and in a way that's true. So just when somebody's drooling at you, just move on.
Yeah, well, how do we get, like, how do we get your movies or how do we get this message into the mainstream? I mean, is there a way that we could buy time on the major networks, you know, do a big promotion, set up a website and say we need
You know,
need
they're dying, and those one-shot wonders really don't work. It's just the overall death by a million cuts. We're hitting them, newsletters, websites, calling into talk shows, confronting politicians, taking over media events. I mean, when you take over some Bill Clinton event on ABC News, you know, 10 million people see it.
Yeah.
You know, you go up with a $300 handy cam and ask Gary Hart about why he said the government stages terror attacks, and he admits it, and then hundreds of thousands will see that in the next year, millions over the next few years. It just keeps building. It doesn't go away. And again, it's thousands of those things are happening. I mean, We Are Change is confronting about 20 people a week I know of. It's getting more and more insane by the minute. I mean, Jimmy Carter just called for a new 9/11 investigation and said he was concerned about false flag terror. I mean, it's incredible what's happened.
Right. And one more question, if you have time. I saw your in one of your videos. Maybe I saw it on YouTube. You refused the thumb scan to get a driver's license.
Yes.
And I just moved like close to a year now from Las Vegas back here to Florida because of some economic problems.
Okay.
And moved back in with my mom and stuff. I'm almost 40 years old, but basically I had a passport. That's now expired, and I haven't got a driver's license yet, and I don't have any valid ID, but it's not that I'm off. I got a bank account, so they know
I'm
off.
I understand, so go ahead and tell me.
Did you ever get a driver's license?
No, and I appreciate your call. I did get a driver's license. Now, let me explain this. That was 10 years ago. No, that was 11 years ago, 1997, and I said, we're trying to beat the national ID card now. Once it's in place, it needs to be politically changed. And so, yes, I didn't have one from 97 to 2002. I know, 2003. Actually, I need to look on my driver's license to tell you. Let me just look. I know it's about to expire. Yeah, it expires in 2010. I guess it doesn't say when I got it. But the point here is that I'm in the control grid. And so I've chosen to do that, you know, for easier movement and things. I'm already tracking my cell phone. I don't just have NSA listening to me with computers. I have actual people assigned to me. And I hope they enjoy the eugenic attack they're under from their bosses. That's what I always tell them when I'm on the phone. It's just like I pay the income tax to the private banks. I mean, we just saw Wesley Snipes get 33 months in prison, and that's when he had good lawyers who got him off the felonies. Those were the misdemeanors. And so I have CPA certify it and all that, and I know I waive my Fifth Amendment, and it's all criminal, and it's a joke, and they lie all the time anyways. The point is, I'm choosing my battles. I choose to just attack them, to expose them, to prove what they are, instead of, because I'm a high-profile target, instead of giving them excuses. I mean, I have a very clean nose. I keep myself clean as you can get. I do a speed a little bit, but the point is that's about it. So I try not to, you know, beat the hell out of people because I do like to get in fist fights, and it's a problem. But other than that, I'm a pretty straight-laced person, and that doesn't mean that they still won't try to set me up or do something. And by the way, I'm not saying I try to keep from not losing my temper because I'm tough. It's a weakness. You know, I just tell listeners the truth about my life and who I am and why I am. And I tell those stories about growing up. Those are all true, by the way. Like everything else, every claim I've made, it's like John Wayne. No brag, just fact. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to play a few minutes of the Horowitz video. We'll play that at the end. Gilbert Griffin's going to be with us for about an hour and 15 minutes. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 23rd, 2008, gold 927.11. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 954.11, 469.90 for half, 234.95 for quarter. That's 954.11, 469.90, and 234.95. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
G. Edward Griffin is going to be in studio with us. Come up in about 5 minutes. Here's a little clip from Butterlin Horowitz's video in Lies We Trust. In the last 15 minutes of the show today, I'm going to play 15 minutes or so more of this, but here's a few minutes of it right now, just a taste of what's coming up.
So I went down to see Bill Mann at the zoo in Washington, D.C., and I told Bill Mann, I said, look, I got a problem. I don't know what the hell to do. Bill Mann is a real bright guy. I said, these lousy monkeys are picking it up, you know, while being stored in the airports in transit at these loading, offloading. He said, it's very simple. He said, you go ahead, get your monkeys out of West Africa and get the African green, bring them into Madrid, unload them there. There are no other traffic through there for animals. Fly them into Philadelphia, pick them up. Or fly them into New York and pick them up right off the airplane. So I brought African greens, and I didn't know we were importing AIDS virus at the time.
And if it's you, we got to do AIDS virus to the country.
Now
if it's you, we got to do AIDS virus to the country.
Now
if it's you, we got to do AIDS virus to the country.
So what he did, he brought in those monkeys. Now we had those. This was the solution. Because those monkeys didn't have the wild viruses. But we had all of these.
Why didn't the greens have the wild viruses since they came from
Africa? Because they weren't, they weren't being infected in these group holding things with all the other 40 different viruses.
But they had the ones they brought from the jungle, though.
Yeah, they had those, but there were relatively few. What you do is you have a gang housing, you're going to have an epidemic transmission of infection in a confined space.
Oh, is that the problem?
So, anyway, the greens came in. Now we had these, and then we're taking our seed stocks to clean them up, and God, now I'm discovering new viruses. So I said, Judas Priest. Well, I got an invitation from the Sister Kinney Foundation, you know, which was the opposing foundation, and that was the live virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they had jumped on Sagan's bandwagon. And they asked me to come down and give a talk at the Sister Kinney Foundation meeting. And I said it was an international meeting. I said, God, what am I going to talk about? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about the detection of non-detectable viruses as a topic.
There were those who didn't want a live virus vaccine. They concentrated. The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis concentrated all its efforts on getting more and more people to use the killed virus vaccine while they were supporting me for research on the live virus vaccine.
So now I got to have something, you know, that's going to attract attention. So I thought, gee, that damn SB40. I mean, that damn vacuolating agent that we have. I'm going to just pick that particular one.
Mm-hmm.
That virus has got to be in vaccines. And it's got to be in Sabin's vaccine, so I quickly tested it. Sure enough, it was in there. And
I'll be damned.
So now, so I go ahead and...
So you just took stocks of Sabin's vaccine off the shelf here at Merck?
Yeah, well, that had not been made at Merck. It was made at Merck.
You were making it for Sabin at this point.
Yeah, it was made before I came.
Yeah, but at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down, I talked about the detection of non-detectable viruses. And I told Albert...
But at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down... I talked about the detection of non-detectable viruses. And I told Albert, I said, listen, Albert, I said, you know, you and I are good friends. But I said, I'm gonna go down there and you're going to get upset. But I'm going to talk about a virus that's in your vaccine. Now, you're going to get rid of the virus. Don't worry about it. You're going to get rid of it. But, so, of course, Albert was very upset with me.
And what did he say?
Well, he said basically that this is just another obfuscation that is going to upset vaccines. And I said, well, you know, you're absolutely right. But I said, we have a new era here. We have a new era of a detection. And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminated?
Well, because there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating. And...
But you weren't activating the
kids, though. That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it. And, you know, this is in the days of very crude science. So anyway, I went down and talked to him. And I would say, well, why are you concerned about it? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects.
Uh-huh.
And he said, what?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
We're going to lie right now.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty for their descendants.
It is the 29th day of April, 2008. We have got an hour and a half left in transmission for the next hour and 15 minutes, roughly. G. Edward Griffin, really a legend in the alternative media, New World Order resistance movement, one of the last living icons, the great granddaddies in the fight. He's a sharp, handsome devil for being in the fight this long, and it's good to have him here with us. A very long bio up on Wikipedia, a lot of different websites, scores of films he's made. He has, of course, the best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. He founded in 2002 Freedom Force International, and he is in studio with us today. Mr. Griffin, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. You're going to be speaking tonight later in Austin at UT at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about that later. Right now, tell us about G. Edward Griffin. Tell us about your life. Tell us about the experiences you've had. I mean, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but, I mean, the scope, how long you've been in this, the films you've made. Spend 10 minutes on that.
10 minutes. Well, you're going to lose your audience on this one. It's really not that much. I'm basically a writer, Alex, as everybody knows. I started into this field, this freedom field, if you want to call it that, in 1959. By 1960, I was up to speed. I was very alarmed at what was going on in the world. And I quit my job, which was a comfortable job with an insurance company, and I became a crusader. And my first issues back in those days had to do with the United Nations. Now, I went through school. I was taught that the UN was our last best hope for peace. It was a means by which all nations could join together in peace and brotherhood and all that stuff. And I bought into it lock, stock, and barrel. And then one day I opened up a pamphlet, and the author of the pamphlet was a college professor from some Midwest university. And he was telling me that this was all a false image, that what these guys actually had in mind had nothing to do with peace and brotherhood, but totalitarian control over the world. Well, that upset me, and I didn't believe it, of course. But anyway, you asked about my history. That is the first thing that nudged me and made me start to think about the assumptions that I had.
And don't be shy, because this journey, I mean, you woke up back when hardly anybody was awake. This journey is important for other people out there who are having similar journeys. And I think it's an example of what one person can do, you know, after they wake up and decide, I want to stand up for goodness. I want to stand up against evil. I want to fight corruption.
Well, yeah, I guess that is a parallel journey that a lot of people are taking today. And so with that in mind, thanks for encouraging me. I guess the details are perhaps important.
Yeah, I mean, you're a trailblazer. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, that was back in 1960, and I started to give speeches on the United Nations, and I called it the Fearful Master. And that was based on a George Washington quote. You know, the government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it is a fearful master and a dangerous servant. So I used that theme as the title for my speech, and then I decided to write a book, and then that went from one thing to the other. The first video presentation I did was a film of another speech, that I was giving called The Grand Design. Now, The Grand Design in those days was the development of U.S. foreign policy, which was to get rid of U.S. sovereignty, to create a true, what they now call fondly, the New World Order. And in order to do that, they needed to scare the American people with the threat of atomic holocaust. That was the grand design. So that was the first video I did. And then from there, it just went on down the line. I've done things not always having to do with political issues. One of the major works that I consider to be one of the most important things I ever did was something in the field of health, had to do with cancer. I wrote a book called World Without Cancer, the story of vitamin B17, which is a natural control for cancer. It has nothing to do with drugs or chemotherapy or radiation. And I learned a lot while researching and pursuing that field. I did a documentary on the discovery of Noah's Ark, which was more for fun, because I've always had an interest in archaeology and ancient Earth history. But most of my work has been in the field of politics or freedom issues.
And in that field, I would say The Creature from Jekyll Island is central.
Well, thank you. The Creature from Jekyll Island, of course, is all about the Federal Reserve System. And frankly, Alex, when I wrote that thing, I really thought I was wasting my time. You know, it's a big, thick book. It's 600 and some pages. And I thought, nobody wants to read a big book, or even a small book, for that matter, on the subject of the Federal Reserve. Too dry. Well, much to my surprise, a lot of people wanted to read about it, and today it's in its 20th printing. And I just got a call from my warehouse manager the other day saying that we have to go for number 21 now. So it's amazing, and I think that the economic woes that the nation is facing had a lot to do with the public becoming more concerned with an issue that ordinarily they would not think too much about.
Yeah, I mean, he made so many other films, though, about Katanga and what really happened in Africa and the UN running the slaughter. I mean, how many films, how many presentations, how many video film productions have you made?
Good question. Altogether, I'd say there's about 30 or 32, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. Most of them were video, about five or six books, and a lot of audio, actually. Audio is really my favorite medium. I cut my tooth, so to speak, on audio back in the days when we used to carry around these big Kudelski tape recorders, you know, the Nagras, they called them. It was used primarily for film work in Hollywood. They're very high-quality tape recorders. And I carried two of those around to a lot of lectures and recorded people who were speaking on various aspects of the freedom movement. And then today, actually, I have probably the world's largest collection of original audio recordings in that genre. I knew that I had the second largest one because I used to go around to all of these meetings recording people, and I'd run into a particular guy. His name was Harry Laney, who also had another set of Niagaras, and he was an engineer that worked for IBM, and it was his hobby to record these things. He had absolutely the greatest collection. And then some years later, when he passed away, his widow called me and asked me if I would like to have his collection. So now I've got his and mine.
You need to get some volunteers to, like, upload all those to Google Video or audio and get them out to people.
I know. I mean, thousands of them.
You could probably put together, like, a 20-CD set, too.
2,000-CD set. I've already converted.
You make them data CDs, though.
Oh, data CDs. Yeah, that would be more like it. Actually, I have converted some of them to CDs. We call it the Audio Archives series.
And I know you've got a lot of, and in fact, a lot of your old film people can still get. My buddy Chris Athanas bought most of them and aired them on local access TV and really woke a lot of people up.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of old stuff, but most of that material, even though it's old, is very apropos.
Oh, no, because they just repeat the same thing.
Yeah,
it's a methodology.
Really. Yeah, it becomes even more valuable with age because you can realize with the passage of time that the issues are repeating and also that the opinions that we're expressing are valid. The things that we predicted 20 years ago have come to pass.
Well, that is the proof in the pudding. I mean, everything you talked about, everything that I've talked about, I mean, we're just going off our own documents. It's all developed. It's all unfolded. And I think that's why so many people now are waking up, because the end game of what we said the globalists, the New World Order would do, the controllers, the architects, if they ever had their way, that they would do A, B, and C, and they're doing A, B, and C. And I think now, how do we capture the attention of all those people and give them goals to try to attain now? And how do we get around all the kooks and weirdos that, and I don't try to be a gatekeeper here. I don't really try to censor or even cover people I disagree with, but there are a lot of weirdos that, just because there's a vacuum with the mainstream media lying and spinning, then you have the alternative media with a lot of craziness too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that that I deal with daily. We have a weekly news service we put out called Unfiltered News. And, of course, people send me all this stuff, and they get upset once in a while because I don't push it through. But I recognize, having been at this game for so many years, that a lot of this stuff is just nonsense. It's garbage.
Well, also, there'll be something divisive. Like, you've got to say it's all the Jews, and they secretly drink blood, and they work for the Vatican, and they're under control of reptoids. And I'm just here saying, hey, I want to fight the globalist system. If we get into arguing about who controls it all day, I mean, I do cover that some, then, I mean, that gets into cliques and balkanization instead of a message of more liberty, more freedom, UN bad, global government bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to hear you say that, Alex, because that is a pitfall that's, I think, deliberately put out there by our enemies. They want us to step into those traps. And, we can't do that. But you know what, this business of predicting what's coming in the future, 2 days after 9/11, I sat down like a lot of people did and wrote something out. You know, we were speaking from passion, speaking from emotion. The event was so overpowering. A lot of us just wanted to put something in writing to capture our thoughts and our feelings. Well, that particular day, I started a writing session that was to go on for a couple of months. But on the end of the third day, I had written something called Predictions from 9/11. And I had made 13 predictions, and I kind of went out on the limb, and I didn't know whether I should publish these or not. And I decided to publish them, and I'm unhappy to say that every one of those predictions has come to pass.
That's what I always say. Unfortunately, we've been right, and 9 times out of 10, it actually is worse than what we originally said. Go over some of those 13 and what's happened.
Oh, well, some of them are, you know, anybody that studied the world events could make most of those predictions. You know, I talked about the fact that they would soon discover that the FBI and the intelligence agencies of the federal government had advanced knowledge of this attack, but did nothing to, you know, nothing to stop it. I made that prediction. I made the prediction that one that really went furthest out on the limb was that they would take a long, long time to find Osama bin Laden. even though at the moment they were all, we're not going to stop searching the world until we find Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice for these crimes.
And you knew that because you knew they needed a boogeyman, and you'd seen him do this time and time again.
I knew that they needed the boogeyman. They needed Osama bin Laden as some kind of a figure, a symbol of the enemy that the American people could look at and say, we hate this man, we hate this man. There was a ploy that's been used so many times before in history. So that's the kind of thing, Alex. You could, you know, people look at me today and they say, how did you know all these things were going to happen? And I have to say, in all humility, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. All you have to do is just see how these elitists are running the show. And
they're
what
pathological. They're obsessive compulsive. In fact, when you read about Prince Charles or Prince Philip or the Queen of England or the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, it's almost like they are predatory, psychopathic types, control freaks, sadistic types. And they're also, if you read about them, they're obsessed with everything being just right. You know, every light bulb not being burned out, every yard being cut just perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really neurotic, and it seems to be a type, you know, a psychological type. Of course, there's variance there, but it seems that we've got their MO, and they just repeat things with this methodology, this formula, over and over again. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah, all I can say basically is I agree totally. First thing to observe, I believe, about this is that the ones who are making the decisions, that's not everybody in the organization structure, but the ones at the very top are very smart people. They're intellectuals. They're well-read. They're well-versed in history. And they're philosophers. And they have an ideology that they have thought through. They're completely aligned with it. They have allegiance to it. Once you understand what their ideology is and what their goals are, then that's when you begin to predict what they're going to do and what they're going to say. Because like an actor, you can put your own mind into that set.
That role.
Part. What would I do if I believed that?
Let me ask you this question then. I mean, to boil down in a simple fashion their ideology, it's end justifies the means. You're always going to have an elite. We are an enlightened elite, is their view. Yes, we want to exterminate the majority of the population. Yes, we're for eugenics. But that's survival of the fittest, that's social Darwinism. If we don't do it, somebody else will do it. And so, yes, we stage terror attacks, but it's for the greater good to get these Muslims under control. And yes, we do, put cancer viruses in a lot of the vaccines to get rid of people when they're, you know, 65, so we don't have to pay for their retirement. Logan's Run, and yes, we do, you know, militarize the police, and we do bring the drugs in, but if the lower class is dumb enough to use them, we're going to put them in prison. You know, this is slavery's always been the way it is, and we've got to take care of ourselves, and they get into a power position, too, where they always are being threatened by their own systems, their own competing elites, and so it's a synthesis of evil, to where even if you get somewhat, friendly or the benevolent dictator, they always get removed, and the centralized pyramidal power structure allows an elitist or gaggle of elitists who are the most ruthless. It's kind of a survival of the most ruthless get into those penultimate positions of power. So by a process of elimination through a type of hyper-social Darwinism, you do get the most psychopathic, intelligent, cunning groups. Then power tends to amass in more centralized hands. Then they become inbred, decadent, and insane. But then psychopathic, intelligent bureaucracies grow up around them to defend them and protect them as the institutions themselves grow. And now it's almost a machine that is self-replicating and is just continuing and operating on its own. And the very elites that created it, the very technocracy they've built, is almost like a moss growing on the back of a blue whale or something. And they're just travelers on this thing they've created. Do you agree with that?
Well, you said it so well. I can't think of any way to summarize it any better than what you just did.
Well, you can. I want you to elaborate on that.
Well,
I mean, what's their philosophy? You've been around longer. You've fought them. You've confronted them. You've talked to them. I mean, what's their main system?
Well, the one aspect of the many things you covered that really stuck in my mind is the truth that in the beginning, there's always some kind of a high ideal that drives these men and these women. They're always going to do something for, and here's the key phrase, for the greater good of the greater number. And that you're going to find that element behind all of the different variants of collectivism. And I think when we're talking about something like this, we have to recognize the common denominator of all of these these ideologies of communism, fascism, Nazism, socialism, all of these things that we know historically have proven to be horrible conditions under which, or systems under which to live. The common ideology beneath them all is called collectivism. And the keynote, or the cornerstone, I should say, of collectivism is this thought that the individual must be sacrificed if necessary for the greater good of the greater number.
And so that is the ether in which this system survives.
That is the fertilizer, the ether, whatever it is. And it always starts off with this justification. Well, it's too bad we have to sacrifice this person or that minority or those 3,000 people or those 2 million people. Whatever it is, as long as the number being sacrificed is smaller than the number supposedly being benefited, then they can claim the mantle of being benevolent, that they're really helping society.
Doesn't that go back to the military ideal of I'm going to put 100 troops out there to draw on the enemy? They're, that 100's going to get killed, but then we're going to win the battle, and that'll save more of our troops in the end.
That is exactly the philosophy we're talking about. And there is some justification for it on the battlefield, of course. But when it comes to building a whole political and social system on that principle, you've got some real issues involving human rights.
And then you get a bunch of inbred elites on power trips, nihilistically running around building antimatter weapons. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. We'll tell you about his websites, organizations, and a lot more after this quick break. This is amazing. I may just go into overdrive today so we can play the Horowitz video. We might just go to 3 with Mr. Griffin if he can do that. And we'll take some calls coming up the next day.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Is America now the land of the free? A dated news article of a few years ago says, no, not so free anymore. The article says, quote, UN drops United States to 13th in world in basic freedoms. Notes millions have missed out on the increasing national prosperity. The land of the free and home of the brave is trailing 12 countries in basic freedoms and ranks 7th when it comes to health, education, and equal pay. According to the annual report of the United Nations Development Program released Wednesday in Washington, the United States is in 13th place behind the Scandinavian nations, Germany, Canada, and France, in a new Human Freedom Index assessing 88 nations. A survey on human development progress in 58 countries put the United States behind Japan, Sweden, Iceland, Switzerland, Norway, and Canada. End quote. And why? There is something missing in the minds and lives of the Americans. Something they're not being told about that makes the difference. We tell you about it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com, where we tell you about it. And we compare it to the United States of yesterday and the United States of today. It you need to know about at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
If you live in Central Texas, you'll be able to hop in your car or ride with your friends, carpool down to the University of Texas. Plenty of parking in the surrounding area at night. UT campus, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. not plenty of parking during the day. UT campus, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., Jester Dorm, room A121A. So just the Jester Dorm, and it's a big room. I think it holds like 400 people, maybe more. Room A121A, and it's the 21st Street and Speedway. The message is the Quigley formula and the mission of Freedom Force International. More info at the event and parking is at PNAC, pnacitizen.org, pnacitizen.org. Book signing at Brave New Books afterwards, I would imagine, what, at 10 o'clock at night? Because it's at 8 p.m. to 9:45, then 15 minutes later after a break, across the street. It's about a block away there at Brave New Books, right there on the end of Guadalupe at the end of the drag, right at the start of the drag. UT campus, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., Jester Dorm, room A121A. Now, I would love to go see this. People always ask, why don't I come out to events? I'm going to be on BBC 5 for a debate tonight, maybe for a whole hour. They're saying for at least half the hour. That means it's going to be a real attack piece when it won't tell you how long you're on. And then for 3 hours, I'm going to be on Raleigh James Nationwide tonight at that time. So I can't be there, but believe me, I wish I would be there. I'd love to go to these events. But I hope you will go to this event tonight, room A121A. People think I'm not being friendly, that I don't ever go to these events. I just can't because I'm tied down in the fight. Do you ever, Jimmer Griffin, do you ever get frustrated because you've been a prolific creative guy, so you're doing more now than ever, that there's just so much you want to do, so many people you want to warn, so many facts you've got, but then you've got so much info that it's just, okay, there's not enough time in the day to do it all?
Do I ever get that way? I'm constantly that way. But I decided some years ago that I had to put a lid on it because otherwise I'd be so filled with anxiety and frustration I wouldn't be able to think straight.
That's me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that. But that's the way it was when I was your age, actually. And then I realized it was getting to my health, and so I kind of backed off a little bit. And people say, oh, you're so calm now. Nothing seems to bother you. They have no idea what fire is raging inside. Yeah, constant frustration and anxiety about what's going on in the world. But somewhere along the line, you know, as you mature, you think, well, okay, you got to survive all of this. You got to live. So cool down and take it, you know, one step at a time. That's what I try and do.
Absolutely. We're going to break and start the fourth hour here in a moment. And I asked you what you wanted to talk about in the last segment for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and people listening to my streams on the Internet. InfoWars, they had a chance to hear that behind-the-scenes discussion. People can go to those streams if they want to hear. Some of those we'll be having next hour so we can use as much of the hour as we can. But I want to go over what you wanted to discuss, the economy, the election, and then solutions. And so we'll spend the whole hour on that, maybe take a few calls. But we've got about a minute left. Let's start with the economy.
Well, the economy, I think everyone recognizes, is in meltdown. And why is it in meltdown is the big thing, and what can you do about it? It's in meltdown because the Federal Reserve System, under the watchful eye of the federal government, has pumped too much money into the system. They have they spent too much. They didn't want to raise taxes in order to pay for what they're spending, and so they decided to take it from the taxpayers in the form of inflation. That's in a 30-second summary. That's what's going on.
Do you think they've done this by design? A, is it a unified banking camp that's a sub of A? And then, B, how bad will it get?
I think it is by design on the part of the people that make the decisions. I think there are a lot of people in middle management, people who are part of the system without even knowing really what they're doing, that probably would never consciously design to throw away the American economy. They're just riding along. It's a great ride. But at the very top, I think that the people at the Federal Reserve level, for example, have known all along that that is the end of the line. And so they have had a plan B. They've had.
I agree. Stay there. And that's why they're building the camps, gearing up the police, handing out machine guns. They know that when they take it all, the yuppies are going to riot. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.